Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
I ran it up without a loan. I guess you could say I'm coming into my own. I just dropped a combo on some stones, so I don't feel alone. My little homie just caught a homo. I got mixed feelings about the bro, but I'm not a mulatto. I was driving in the Milano. Death's final. We playing God's role. I just sold my Diablo. I'm trying to keep the most high close. I cried while I wrote. Soon it might be my time to go, but what do I know? Pops was a wino, but he was fly though. The pineal gland, it looked like a pine cone. That's what I was told. The sole provider was mama stole. It turned the lotto was cold. I grind with the holes in my lotto souls. Where I'm from, we don't hit the lotto. The road got potholes. The pole made the op feel macho. Kinda like a dyke with a dildo. Chill, ho.
Chill ho.
You already know it's the Dirty Water Podcast. It's your boy Dave B.
Moses.
You're Lex.
You already know. Episode 99. We getting up there.
Episode 99. God damn.
99 bitches.
99 overall on 2K. Bitch.
Man, 99 problems.
And a bitch ain't one.
Whichever one you want to choose, nigga, it's 99. You know, man. First off, I want to say welcome home, Rowdy Rebel from GS9.
Mm.
Brooklyn, stand up. Stand up, nigga, ain't told the police nothing.
Ain't do no 6ix9ine shit.
Held it down, ain't do no 6ix9ine shit. You should don't even bring that nigga up.
Because
he's irrelevant now.
I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Rowdy. Bobby B home, I think in a year, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I mean?
Fuck up, Moses.
Trainway.
Nah, we don't do the trainway over there.
Nah, welcome home, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Did some stand up shit. I definitely respect.
I seen a video as soon as he came out, he was doing the woo. As soon as he came out. Hey,
why not?
Hey.
Why not?
You know what I mean?
Why not? Shit been wild out here, though, man. 2020 seems just like it's been either dead or feds. That's how I've been seeing shit all 2020, man. Hopefully 2020 will be better, but ain't no guarantee. We done said that shit on this podcast enough.
But check this out, though. I know the...
I was gonna ask how you was feeling though, Dave.
I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm here. You know.
Yeah.
That's about it. I woke up. I can't complain.
You know, taking them one day at a time.
Day at a time. How you feeling, Moses? What's up, bro?
Life is good.
Yeah. Life is good.
Yeah, 20.
You enjoy life.
Hmm?
You gotta enjoy life.
You got to.
Especially what's going on now, you really got into a life, man.
So, peacefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2020 is a tough one. I want to remind everybody, if you can,
protect your neck.
For sure. That's 24/7 protect your neck. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
But if so you can, like, reach out and check on somebody that you fuck with, because you never know what they're going through. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Never know what they're going through. Everybody got different troubles and issues that they're trying to work out, and a phone call or reach out may brighten their day up. Because 2020 is, like Cuz said, it's damn near the year of death. it's coming down to.
I said, it's either that or I know a few people with the feds picked them up, you know, mm-hmm. of a shit going on, you know, different situations. So it's just like, wow, just like hit after hit. Like, I get news that's like, oh, damn, 2020 strikes again. And still got to be thankful that I'm still here to come talk with y'all every week and talk shit with y'all and have fun, you know what I mean? But what's going on with y'all? Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sure. I got a question though, real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
I know the vaccine. They got the vaccine out here popping. They about to start distributing it in. You know what I mean? Now I got.
I don't want, go ahead.
I got a fucking.
They gonna distribute.
I heard that they starting to distribute the vaccine in the hospitals here for the employees first. So they starting out with the employees and stuff first.
Yes.
And the essential workers. They're not making it mandatory, but they're giving it out for you for the, you know, if you
for
if
the
you
quickness.
Want it, if you want it.
For the quickness.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So they it's starting right now.
Mm.
If you start seeing people looking a little pale walking around you know what I mean? Looking like they want to bite you on your neck.
I think they got it. And then teachers. teachers and shit can get it.
Right, right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Those type of people.
They starting out with the essential workers.
Essential workers. So,
healthcare, teachers, and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Y'all fucking with it?
We talked about this last episode, but no, I'm not fucking with it.
Okay. I was making sure. Because, I mean, you could have had a change of heart now. That's like, really, you know.
Nah, I'm good. But I wanted to let you guys know to keep your eyes out. Everybody and, you know, whoever's listening to start seeing niggas looking a little savage-like, a little daywalker-like.
A little zombie-ish?
Yeah, just a little zombie-ish.
A little zombie-ish?
Yeah, I mean, this nigga start bringing lunch. And the food ain't cooked or something. Like, damn, I know you just gonna eat the chicken legs fresh out the pack.
Fresh out the refrigerator.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, just
steak
raw.
With the coast or something,
my nigga. Man, just raw. I wanna let you know, you know what I mean? You go in and get your check. But
Nigga might bite you.
You know what I mean?
Nigga might bite you, man.
Just keep your guard
off the motherfucking vaccines. I'm not fucking with that. Y'all ever tested for COVID before?
Nah, I haven't.
No.
I've done that shit.
How's it feel with that Q-tip joint?
It made a tear come down my eye.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like that. I seen the video. Mm-hmm. It looked like they put it up pretty high.
Well, I did it myself.
Painful. Oh, you did it yourself?
Okay. Yeah, you know, I go to a little CVS, you know, drive through. They was like, yo, we ain't touching you. Hold up, gloves. Go here. You know what I'm saying? Because I was exposed to COVID. You know what I mean? I tested negative, though. I didn't get to tell y'all negative.
That's the thing, though. So how they know if you sticking it up there far enough?
I knew I did because I shed a tear. I don't know how many times I got to tell you that.
I don't know how far enough in your
They say at least an inch up your nose, an inch to an inch and a half up your nose.
Okay, a little twirl it around.
And then you twirl it around for 15 seconds.
Mm.
You know, back and forth. And then you go to the other nostril.
Mm.
And you go up an inch and a half.
Yeah,
swab, twirl it around. I'm telling you, man, tears came. I ain't like that.
Yeah, you just saw me.
Respectfully, I did not like that shit. But I came out negative. Fuck it.
Your happy IQ was on the Q-tip.
Happy IQ.
Right.
Where my shoes at? It's on the Q-tip, nigga.
Everybody be safe and stay dangerous out there.
They doing all this shutdown shit some more. You know what I mean? We on curfew.
Here we go again.
Jazz is off the road at what, 10 o'clock they said? Till 5 a.m.?
Yep.
Here in North Carolina? I'm not abiding by those rules, Cooper. Fuck that.
You don't give a fuck about those rules.
I'm essential.
When did they put that in effect?
They just did it.
When, today or yesterday? A couple days, this week or Friday. Something?
So it's Friday.
Okay. So it started like Saturday or something? Yeah. Or it started Monday?
Friday night. Get Saturday your asses off the road, Tim. It ain't going to start on the weekend.
Right. Yeah, they knew what they was doing.
Come on, man. You could have started on a Sunday.
I mean, I don't know how that's stopping the spread.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm not understanding.
If I got to wait till 5 a.m. to get back at spreading. You know what I mean? Like, what we doing? Like, what are you really doing between the hours of, what is it, 10
p.m. and 5 a.m.?
Well, during the weekend, something's going down for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But okay, true, for the normal.
But not really, though. Since shit is shut down anyway, no clubs or nothing going on.
Exactly. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So ain't shit fucking going on.
What are we doing around here?
Exactly. You still going to spread this shit.
Right.
Niggas still going to Walmart. They still Christmas shopping.
Yep.
Fuck Christmas. I ain't celebrating that shit. I don't know how many times I gotta say it. Mm. But it's still, I mean, I don't know, man.
Niggas still right.
Niggas still sitting in restaurants, like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
Not no more.
Is that part of the shutdown?
I think they're still about to say, I just ate today, restaurants still booming.
I'm just saying, like,
no, I'm talking about indoor dining. You ate indoor dining?
I ate Panera Bread.
You sat down?
Sat down. Had a salad. A little turkey sandwich.
You probably went early, though. I'm talking about late
eating
night.
That foo-foo food. That shit is trash.
What, Panera? Nah.
All that shit make me shit.
That's because you get the wrong shit.
No, nigga, all that shit make me shit. I don't get the wrong
shit. I told you I had a salad.
No, bread.
Yeah, that shit make me shit, too.
Everything just makes you shit.
What you have on that salad? Just regular lettuce?
Cranberries and nuts?
Caesar salad.
He definitely had cranberries and nuts.
What the fuck are y'all talking about? Y'all be awesome.
Cranberry,
I like
nigga.
Cranberries.
I want some cranberries.
Cranberries and Caesar dressing. Nasty.
We got some almond nuts. I had grilled chicken on it.
Oh, okay, you had chicken on it.
A little grilled chicken on it. Then a little half turkey sandwich.
You had cheese on it?
Huh?
Cheese?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was delicious. Can't complain.
And kind of dressing.
Caesar, stupid.
Yeah,
Caesar salad.
Cranberries and Caesar. That's nasty.
Yeah. With nuts.
With nuts.
Man, fuck you, man. Well, you on some bullshit just like Netflix. That's all I'm going to say, man. You on some bullshit just like
Netflix. What's up with that?
Man, explain this shit, Moses.
What, it's like 19... It's like 17, 19.
Were they going up?
Yeah.
They is not playing. Talking about some
what
new
they
features.
What do they got to offer, though? Is it
not a goddamn thing. I don't even watch that shit.
It's supposed to be some new features.
It better be something. I mean, they be having the stand-up specials.
Yeah. They famous for the stand-up.
You know what I mean? They have their few movies. They have their... I like Ozark.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's a movie or TV show?
Show. And but Ozark is coming with the last season.
I'm saying Ozark is a Netflix original.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I don't know about Orange is the New Black. I don't watch that, but I know my wife was watching it. I don't know if they come with another season. Now, they have shows like that people watch. You know what I mean? But they don't come like fast enough.
As of now, you don't think their content is worth the hike up.
Nah, yeah. Nigga, you like
how much is it now?
It's like $13 right now.
And it's going up to $19.
Like, yeah.
It's going up to $17.99.
$17.99.
That's too much.
$18.
That's too much.
Another $5.
I don't like it. And I like Hulu.
Okay. You think Hulu is better?
To me.
Because they got TV shows and shit.
Yeah, 13, you get regular TV on it.
$13 a month.
Yeah, light.
So if you got both of them, how much is that a month?
At least $30.
That ain't bad for cable.
But I don't pay the Hulu, though. I pay the Netflix.
But either way,
And the Disney Plus and stupid shit like that. I got all that stupid shit.
With all that shit, is it cheaper than cable?
Yes. I would say so.
Fuck it.
I would say so. Because being, it still almost kind of balances out. Almost not. Mm. I'll say it's probably like a $15 difference if you get like the HBO Max, the Showtime, the Star. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what you watching. Mm. I really don't be watching all of that type of shit. It just depends on what's coming on. Yeah, it just depends on what's coming on. Then we shut it down. You know what I mean? So, but Snowfall's coming spring. Franklin, I seen you. I seen you.
Follow this. Think about it. I haven't seen it yet. I plan on watching it. I don't know when I'm going to watch it, but I plan on starting it. What y'all think about the next season? Y'all excited for it?
How?
Nigga, we said Snowfall.
I said Snowfall.
I was fucking with y'all. Snowfall, you know, I've been ready for that.
Okay.
Come on. I'll fuck with Franklin.
Springtime, he said. I'm ready. I need that in my life.
But I just want to see how it's really going to go on because it's different now. Yeah.
Why you think? Because John Singleton isn't like behind it? But I think they be writing before they really be like, I think they be writing those shows to the finish anyway.
Yeah.
Before, you know what
but
I mean?
But still, like, sometimes the vision is different.
Is this the last season?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. You know, they got picked up for this season, so, I mean, ain't no telling if they get picked up for another. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
It's a lot more seasons need to go on. But the thing is, like, is it going to be the same or is it going to be to the edge of our seats? Like, we was, like, you know what I'm saying? Every time I seen an episode, it was, like, crazy.
So you scared, you know, you scared they might fuck it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always like that with shows. You know what I'm saying? I used to fuck with The Game, then they fuck that shit up. A lot of shows, they fuck up.
I felt like that, like, when they was talking about the Fridays. Oh, rest in peace, Debo, man.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, Debo.
If you don't know Debo, is.
Tiny.
Tiny.
Forgot his.
Tiny Listening?
Let's not fuck up his name real quick.
Yeah, rest in peace to Debo, man.
Shit hurts, man. Shit was fucked up.
They said he had COVID at the beginning, you know, early on in the year or whenever. He had COVID before, but then he said when he passed, he was experiencing symptoms of it again. So it may be possible for you guys to get it again. So please be safe out there.
Yeah.
Even if you got it. You got to move accordingly.
Tommy Tiny Lister Jr.
Even you, Lex. I know you like to use the excuse. Oh, I had it already.
I'm immune to it now.
No, it's not, man, because he had it too. And that shit changes. That shit is different.
I need a lighter. A lighter.
Mm. You know
what I mean? Damn. No, real shit, Dave, I'm immune to it.
Yeah, rest in peace. No, you're not. Rest in peace. Yeah.
Why can't I be immune to it, bro?
What's next? What's next?
What's next?
What's next is we need to go fucking visual so everybody can see how the fuck Dave was bouncing his head.
Don't worry about it.
And my nigga Moses with the Chanel cap.
That's next.
You know what I mean? But it's all good. We coming. God damn it. We coming. Pause. Pause.
I don't like
the way you said that.
We coming. Why you talking like
that? Why y'all still gonna come at me?
Your body different.
How y'all gonna still come at me?
It was funny.
All right, 38 special little EP. What is it?
Shout out to 38. That shit hard. 1995. It's a project, little mixtape. Rapping over old beats. I don't know how he got it on streaming platforms or whatever.
You getting paid for it, right?
I mean, not until the people get a hold of it.
I'm just saying, though. You don't know how he got it on streaming platforms.
Maybe he worked it out with the beats that he actually chose. It could have been, you know, I mean, one of them situations. But whatever, that's here and there. That's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga spitting.
Mm-hmm. It's just fire.
Drug dealer talk.
Mm-hmm.
90s beats, 1995 mm-hmm. beats.
Real good drug dealing talk.
It brings you back when they used to come out with that. You know what I mean? Like the crazy mixtapes used to come out. Or the CDs, but they call it mixtapes.
I just love the 90s feel it brung back. Like with the sounds. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all those beats are classic beats that he jumped on. And then on top of that, bodied him. Like, it wasn't like he came on there half-stepping, bullshitting. No. I'm here to take care of business and do what I do. Yeah. So yeah, like, go ahead, Dave.
Like Moses was saying, it got that feel, that old mixtape feel.
Yeah.
And back when mixtapes wasn't really original beats.
And it sounds so gritty. Like,
yeah. Just love and hear your artist, whoever you favorite, on a different track that you wanted him to be on. You know what I mean? So
yeah, shout out to Dirty A Special. He on the come up from Rochester, New York. You know what I mean? You may or may not have heard of him, but check it out.
You should hear him. You should hear of him. 3:30 in Houston. Did y'all hear that? Benny the Butcher. Come on, y'all know that's my favorite rapper.
Of course
come on,
we
man.
Did. Tell us about it, nigga.
3:30 in Houston. I love it. Shit's fire. It's fire. It's great. He told the story. I don't think it was the full story because he can't tell the full story. I don't expect him to. It's fire.
It's fire.
Shout out to Benny.
Don't stop. Bring another album right before the year is out. Fuck it, Benny. Let's do it.
That ain't happening.
I know it's not going to happen, Dave, but damn, man. Wishful thinking. Mm-hmm. Be nice. I love his merch. West Side Gun doing his thing.
I'm glad to hear him rapping after the incident and all that shit. And he dropped something nice with Derringer.
Yeah, definitely. Like
that shit is hard.
You heard this shit, Moses?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of it. I always fought with Gazella. Come on. Stop asking me stupid ass questions.
I'm not asking you nothing stupid.
Nah, but good content.
Content.
Yeah.
All right.
Like if you fuck with Benny and fuck with Griselda, you always get like what you want, I feel like, in a different way.
From their audience anyway.
Yeah, because they come out really different and their style is always comfortable. So you can always put in a different position and still love their song, so.
Right.
Motivation song, so.
I'm still wilding off how motherfucking Conway the Machine went and snapped and switched up his flow in that Juicy J joint.
Yeah, that was hard.
I was like, man, I didn't even know he was, I ain't gonna say I didn't know he could switch it up like that, but it was just so impressive. Like, it was just like, whoa. Like, this man just really got it. Like, he gonna touch every avenue of all this shit. It's the Griselda sound, all that shit. I see, you know, we had hopes of Ashanti and Keisha Cole.
What happened?
They gonna postpone it, bro. They said January 9th.
Yeah, Ashanti got COVID.
She got the COVID. Right,
she ended up getting the COVID. I guess they did a test.
She lying, Dave.
Nah, I guess they did.
Nah, she lying.
They did a test, like, right
before. She scared.
Usually when they doing the events together, they do the test right before, and she ain't passed. So they told her ass to take your ass back to the hotel.
That's just what they told us, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, take your ass back to the hotel. You know what I mean? Before you infect everybody in here. So,
put your mask on.
Now she got scared.
Put your mask on. Nah, she was lit. She was lit. They did a little alive after that.
I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah, she was looking good. She ain't look like she was too revealing, which I was upset about. But
I'm saying,
yeah, you know I mean, she was still looking good. She was looking good.
Oh, I just caught that.
Yo, yeah, she wasn't revealing like I normally she like.
Too revealing. What,
was she? Oh yeah, nah. She was covered up. She was covered up.
Yeah, you ain't see no titties.
I mean, I want to see some titties. Some I want to see some thighs.
No, nigga, she just came from a COVID test. She didn't want to see no titties and shit.
I want to see COVID titties. What are you talking about?
You want to see COVID titties?
I don't give a fuck about if some titties got COVID or not.
COVID titties.
She didn't have any symptoms.
I'm not fucking with no COVID titties, Dave.
I ain't know it was COVID.
You fucking with COVID titties willingly knowing that they're COVID titties?
I'm on the other side of my phone. I would love to see COVID titties.
How do you know it's COVID titties when the titties start coughing?
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. That's my point.
It turns green a little bit. Yeah.
Like, what's going on? If the titties got COVID, so I would like to see them. Nigga, she had no symptoms.
Nibbles look good. How you know?
I seen COVID titties. My point. That's the case. Shit, I had the COVID. My wife had the COVID.
There you go. It ain't stopped you none, did it?
Nah, not at all.
Exactly. Hey, I want to see COVID titties.
COVID titties.
So the knife. But shout out to Versus. What y'all think about E-40 versus Short? That's coming up.
Yep.
Next. That's before
December 19th.
Bingy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I ain't even sparked my shit yet. Hold on, I'm sorry. Hold on.
He said, give my light.
Yeah, he wanted his lighter back. I'm sorry, guys.
E40 short, man.
What you looking forward to?
I'm asking you, stupid.
What I'm
don't let that nigga talk to you like that, Moses. Don't let that nigga talk to you like that, bro.
Nah.
Don't guess.
Don't let that nigga talk to you like that, man. He's younger than you. So he got to respect his elders.
I'm looking forward to the energy. I'm not looking forward to back and forth. I'm just looking forward to the energy.
We know they fuck with each other.
Yeah, so it's going to be real good.
I'm ready for the lingo.
I'm just ready on the songs.
You know that shit is going to be on full
effect. I'm ready for the Bay lingo, nigga. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm ready
for.
You're
not ready for E40.
Why? I'm not. Why? I love E40. I love Too Short.
E40 got a book on his lingo.
I've never been to the Bay.
Who else got a book on a lingo?
That's what I'm saying.
Hard.
I'm ready for the lingo, the swag, the culture, you know, and the sounds.
You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for the stories. I know they're going to have some stories. This is, I think. If they play it right,
two legends at that.
I don't mind them talking in between the songs. A lot of times I don't want to hear people talking in between the songs unless they got a real interest in something interesting to talk about. Like X and Snoop I would love to hear them niggas talk regardless of what they talking about. I could just sit and listen and hear them talk. So that goes the same with E-40 and Short. Like, them niggas been in the game so long.
And they know each other.
I want to hear stories and how records came about and shit like that. I'm ready for this shit.
And some of the wild shit that was going on behind the scenes when they was doing whatever they had to do. Sure. Fucking street legends, man, in the Bay.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that. Got my Apple TV
ready.
What
do you think gonna win?
I can't say. I ain't gonna lie. I can't say because I'm not well versed on both music. Like, cause they both have a lot of music that I don't know about or that I haven't heard or listened to. Yeah. But everything I fucking listen from these two gentlemen, I'm like, man, oh, that's fire. Oh, that go hard. Oh, I see where he went there. I see, you know what I mean? The sound is crazy. Or I see that ad lib. I see, you know what I mean? Like, with both of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the sounds that they pick and how they ride the beats and how they different with it is just like, I ain't got a winner. Like I said, I'm just ready just to see it.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I'm not really too knowledgeable about both of they catalogs, but I do know Short. From what I remember, I seen the interview with The Breakfast Club and shit. I think he said his first record he actually put out was in like 85.
See what I'm saying?
That was way before. That's five years before.
I was born in
87. Exactly. That was 5 years before I got there. Fucking 2 years before you got there.
Right.
So I know Short got more music, but that E-40 bounce is...
Does Short have more music? Because, I mean, E-40 got a lot of music, man. We gotta look it out. We might have to come back and look up just to see who might have the most music.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think
we gotta come back to that. You know what I'm saying?
E40 probably put out a lot more projects.
I'm just feeling like both of them put out a lot of projects.
Yeah. No, they both did.
You gotta
independently.
I think Too Short was before E-40.
Maybe. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 85. I think E-40 got here. I don't know what time. It was somewhere in the 80s, though. You know what I mean? Maybe 80, 88 or some shit like that. 89 or something. I don't know.
Their history is legendary.
It's gonna be good.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna enjoy it because them niggas is both entertaining.
Right. You know that too.
It was both entertaining. Shout out to the West.
Yeah. Shout out to the West. I haven't seen the Bay looking at us on the analytics, but
come
LA,
on the Bay.
LA though still we'll, be
okay. We got to touch the
San
Bay.
Diego still be.
That's close. But ain't quite the Bay though.
Yeah.
Is it in San Diego?
No. That's southern California.
Okay.
Close to the border. Lex, you know what I mean? I shouldn't be talking about that. It's cool though.
Shout out to Cali.
Yeah. Let me tell you niggas out there, y'all the funniest motherfuckers in the world in America, man. Y'all dying for that McRib. Y'all happy for that motherfucking McRib.
This nigga brought up the McRib.
The motherfucking McRib. Yo, the McRib. Oh, the McDonald's got the McRib.
The barbecue shush.
I think we might have talked about the McRib before, but let's talk about how disgusting the McRib is.
This shit is the most trashiest trashes of dumpster juice in the world that you are putting in your body.
And we bringing this up.
A ball of sponge.
And we bringing this up because they dropping it for the holiday season. What? For the holiday season, for everybody's enjoyment, the McRib is back in town.
In town.
Know what I mean? Back in town, baby. You know what I mean? And it's still the same design. The same wavy shit, like it's supposed to be a bone in it.
Does it taste the same?
I don't know. I've never had it.
Oh, I was trying to catch you. I ain't gonna lie.
Never had it, dog. But that shit's still shaped like it got a bone in it. Ain't no bone in that motherfucker.
It's a flab of meat.
First of all, correction, it is not meat. I don't know what that is. I don't know whose ribs.
Well,
that
it ain't plant based. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
It's man meat.
It damn sure ain't plant based.
It ain't plant based.
It's man meat.
Now here we go.
It was the first.
No, first of all, you fuck with the McRib though, Moses.
Nah, I don't fuck with like.
It got the sesame seed bun on it.
The sesame seed roll.
Right, you know what I mean? Little sesame McRib, seed. Sesame seed roll.
It's got his little barbecue sauce on it.
Dipped in, marinated in better. It's just marinating and simmering.
What does it
barbecue
sound like? We're promoting the McRib or are we shitting on it? It sounds like we buttering it up. Like we boosting it.
Well, listen,
when
you
eat
that McRib on your own.
Yeah, you are
risk.
Disgusting.
You just as disgusting as this nigga's pronunciation.
Don't we have an episode called Disgusting?
A discussion.
I be hating how I be setting myself up for you motherfuckers. Yeah. I swear to God, I hate you motherfuckers, man.
You ain't even saucier than me.
Shout out to McDonald's. I wish I had a franchise or an idea that would carry me from back then to now and be able to fool niggas with a fake ass rib that look like it got a bone in it for niggas to eat.
Man meat. You got a pressure sheen.
Do
people dip the McRib too? Or they just eat it just like that these days?
They dip like French dip.
You know what? Well, we gotta start interviewing people that eat McRibs.
McRibs, right? Because they be dying for it. It only come around, I don't know. I don't know the season for that shit.
You know the season.
I don't know the season for a fucking McRib, nigga. I'm gonna fucking throw the McRib at you, Dave.
Mm-hmm. You a man eater.
You know what? Next episode, I'm bringing 3 McRibs. We're gonna eat them together.
No, we're not.
You're not gonna do, you ain't really gonna do that challenge with me?
Nope.
McRib challenge? Y'all down?
I don't even eat pork. You think I'm about to eat a McRib?
I'm not even. I don't
eat pork. You think I'm about to eat a McRib?
That's not rib. That's a man meat.
That's up my whole.
But you eat man meat. That's
eat
pork,
man, nigga.
I don't No, the fuck I do. What is that? What is that?
All right, moving on.
What does man mean? No, for real. What is man?
Man meat is man-made man ribs.
Man-made meat.
From the
like
man
that, like, yeah, I mean like that. That's putting the grass
and putting his hand, cause he's a man.
Man made me. I'm mad how they really put that shit together, cause I was not thinking of it when you would say you eat man meat.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all niggas are saying, man. Oh, eating
flesh. No, nigga,
No, that's what I'm saying. Your mind is crazy.
Come on, bro.
I won't do you like that.
Man made.
I know you don't eat
man. You're married.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? No,
married people do man meat stuff. But anyways, that's not the point. What the point is...
What's the point, bro?
You're not eating man meat. I'm just saying. You're eating the man-made meat. Man eater.
Yeah, eat the McRib on your own risk.
The McRib is ironed out before it's dipped.
Before it's dipped? That's how you get the lines.
Yeah, they
on
take
it.
The iron. It's ironed out, and then they dip it.
The McRib got grill lines on it. If you take the barbecue sauce off, and rinse the barbecue sauce off, you got grill lines.
I ain't fucking with that.
You got bones you don't understand in there. No.
How would y'all feel if a gay dude trying to flirt with you?
Disgusted.
First of all, you better tread lightly, because these gay niggas be having hands.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you know what I mean? Better tread lightly.
But I'll just be like, bro.
It depends on the situation, my nigga. I don't know what you were saying. Your eyes is closed.
No.
And
bro.
I'm messing with it. But if I express...
I'm not messing with it.
Yeah, I feel you. If I express... You got to tell homie that you're not down with it. And you
that's the thing. Like, I'm not going to be, like, crazy. I'm just going to be like, bro, I'm not.
Well, I ain't with it.
Saying, you have a nice day. Nah.
Right. Yeah, I'm
have a nice day, bro.
My question, I'm asking this. What made you feel like to do that to me? You know what I'm saying? I'm asking that question. I want to know what about me made you feel that way.
It might have been fashion sense.
You're going to sit down and have a conversation with
me. Yeah, I want to know what made you feel that way. Because I don't want that. I don't want that again.
I don't think
like, let me get that off.
First of all, just like,
I don't think,
just like niggas catcall women, I don't think they do it as much.
Yeah.
But niggas do, they used to do that to women. Hey, yo, what's up, ma? He going to do it to you. He a man. Yo, what
that's
am I?
The thing.
What
I don't think like it's nothing like you
shit.
Did. I don't think it's nothing you did that made him.
He found
be like,
you attractive,
you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He was in the break. He just testing it out.
What'd he say though? He
some niggas you. Be under.
He said he said you got a pretty mouth, nigga.
Ooh, your mouth pretty. Yeah. What?
You got a pretty mouth, boy.
Yeah. Nigga, Harris. Legs of Harris Teeter trying to get.
Like, no, Moses.
But see,
no,
that's
no,
the
thing. No, no, fuck you,
no,
nigga.
No,
no, Moses,
Dave, listen.
Moses,
Dave,
don't bring that shit up.
Yeah. No,
Moses,
Dave, listen.
Dave, Moses,
listen.
No,
Dave, hey, listen. Yo, they're sitting there in the man meat section and be like, I want some man meat. And he's like, oh, I like that mouth work. Why are you talking? Because you in the man meat.
That mouth work.
That mouth work. Now, that's a fight. That's a fight. Don't say that.
No, he's just talking about you like to eat man meat burgers. You like the mouth work.
He's like, oh, you like man, huh?
My throat hurt.
My nigga Dave said, you got a pretty
mouth, boy. Nah. I mean, listen.
But
don't
I'm
be, as long as they not
hold
disrespectful
on.
With it,
would you cover up? Would you cover up? Let me say it. I like the mouth. Oh my god. Oh my god. Why? Oh my god. Why?
Would you cover up?
Cover up.
Your best bet is to walk. Is to walk. Just walk away, bro. You know what I mean? Because nothing, if you come.
So not have a conversation? Ask him, like, what makes
you
feel that way?
I mean, yeah, nah.
You be good. You just say
you
married. I'm married.
What I'm saying is don't be the
nah, fuck all that.
What I'm saying is
what made you feel like you thought I was that way, nigga?
That's all.
No, well, maybe he didn't.
Nah,
think he was
but
that
that's
way.
The
maybe
thing. Like, I wouldn't know.
Oh, no. Please don't do that.
Yeah. Okay. It's not turn. And then, it, like you said, like, it's just like Dave said, in the field, the women, you just being curious. Hey, baby, how you doing? He just wanted to know.
You know what I mean? Hey, baby.
So it's, you know what I'm saying? But it's in the bro. I'll tell you like it is. I don't have no problem. But
stay
I'm not
calm
that way.
And just keep them moving.
Yeah,
and be respectful. Because people,
it's not that they get really rowdy about.
As long as
you're
not being disrespectful with it, like, first of all, don't touch me.
Oh, yeah. Please don't touch
you
me.
You put your hands on me, we're going to have
but
an
issue.
But
that's why I said I want to ask the question, like, you know, what's going on with that? Like, what made you feel like I'm, but then like you said, maybe he might try to turn me that way. And it's like, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Why are you even trying to do that? You trying to turn the straight?
So you want to figure out what
possesses his mind?
What's the gay thing you doing that make you think?
That's all, he like so worried about
so I can switch it up. Yeah. So I switch it up though. That's what you trying to say. Like,
basically, did I bend too far?
I
was just trying to.
Did I do some gay looking shit? Yeah, like,
did I bend too far? I'm trying to get some tissue at the bottom. I was in the store trying to get some tissue.
Jesus Christ! Shout out to the gays.
Yeah, come on, man.
For real. Shout out to the gays.
Oh, man. Make sure your gaydar is working, too. You know what I mean? Don't just be running up to niggas talking crazy. Because a lot of niggas don't know how to fucking respond
to
that.
Respond to it.
A lot of niggas, you know what I'm saying, not going to be respectful. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't make sense. I think everybody should be respectful because they don't know.
Everybody
you know
be respectful.
Look, everybody fashion be sense sometimes getting the fool of somebody. Any, you know what I'm saying? So
I honestly believe.
Yeah, like shit you do. And,
any
you know
situation
yeah.
could be defused by a conversation. Try that first before anybody gets
respectfully.
Hostile. Respectfully. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Let me ask y'all this. Has y'all barber... like ever tried some shit on y'all, like without y'all knowing that the nigga was gonna try some shit on you?
There you go with that freaky shit. What are we talking about?
What are you talking about? Rubbing the back of your neck?
See, it's always some fucking bullshit with this nigga right here, yo.
Let me shape.
Some fuck
let
shit.
Me shape you up. Why? I'm talking about the front, nigga. Why he touching my head?
It's funny you say that about the shape up.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Yo, shout out my barber, man.
What did he do to
I'm
you?
I'm in
violate
the chair,
you?
Man.
He violated you?
No, he didn't violate me. It's my cousin. I love him. Relax. Okay. He ain't going
to
violate
when
me.
When they ask if you want a design in your head? Like,
No. Like, I'm too old for designs. Chill out, Dave. I'm too old for that shit.
I know your cousin you told me. He's loyal.
I want to shout him out, but I don't know how niggas be feeling about
nah,
niggas.
Nah, I fuck
days,
with him.
You know
so,
what I mean?
No jokes
shout
on him.
Shout out the barbershop.
No jokes.
Miracle's Barbershop downtown.
No
jokes
on him.
Yeah.
I fuck
and
with,
they said
I
we gonna get them
him.
Up there.
Mm-hmm. I fuck with them. So.
Shout out to Miracle's Barbershop, Fayetteville, New York.
Yeah.
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Go out there. Dave, listen.
Not,
see, that's
if
that
you're
disrespectful
not getting
shit.
Your head cut for Miracle's, you right, stupid.
I apologize.
That disrespectful shit, Dave. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Miracle's.
Miracle's Barbershop.
Miracle's is popping. I fuck with Miracle's.
So I'm in a chair, you know. Rest in peace, Uncle Mark. Getting ready for the funeral that day. You know what I mean? I'm chilling. I already got a haircut earlier that week, but my hair be, I don't know, it's kind of, I don't like it. It's wild. So I keep it, try to keep it short.
Yeah, you light skin.
Fuck this darky. Let's go, but.
Gotta make sure my hair's right.
Stop, next thing you know, that, this motherfucker like.
Stop that colorism, man. Come on.
See, thank you, Dave. Been trying to get this nigga
stop
off.
Stop that colorism. I'm like. Shut the fuck up.
So anyway, the nigga grabbed some shit.
Light skinned nigga.
He start putting it.
Yeah, nigga.
This black motherfucker, man. Good. Nigga grabbed some shit and start putting it across my forehead and on the side of my head and start.
Shit, what'd he do? Put peanut butter?
Start spraying some shit. Squeak, 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 squeak. All across my whole my whole, you know, forehead and shit.
You trying to make your forehead
you got some
shiny.
New products?
I don't know what the fuck this was, bro. So I said, cuz, what in the fuck are you doing? Right?
It's an extra step in there, bro. What you doing?
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Give me the green alcohol.
He was like, you know, I'm getting, you know, gotta get it right, cuz. You know what I mean? Gotta make sure, gotta get that line to pop. Mm. I said, nigga, get the line to pop. You got to do all of this. Mm-hmm. Stop telling me I'm getting fucking old, cuz. That's all I'm saying, man. You let me know I'm getting
what
old.
What did he put on? He put the Beijing on your
shit? I don't
shit?
Know what the fuck it was. He ain't tell me.
I think it was just some new shit to make your head smell good. He just trying out some shit.
No, it was for my lineup.
Cuz lined you up with the fake line, man.
Oh, I don't
it.
Like that.
I see it.
That's what I thought.
Your hairline is down to your eyebrows now. I knew there was something different.
Yeah. Nigga took an iron and just put a nigga iron pressed your forehead.
Nigga put the loose leaf up to your forehead and sprayed it up.
Yo, listen, it was start lining me up and shit.
It was the little Bruce Lee.
I say, yo, cuz, next time I come here, don't ever do this shit again. Don't ever do this
nigga
shit.
Nigga put
again.
A silver bowl.
Shout out to cuz.
Shout out to cuz, man. Hey, look, but I still look good. Fuck y'all. Yeah, I still look good. Don't worry about it.
I think put that silver bowl in your head to line you up.
Hey, look, for 2 days, you know what I'm saying?
Cool, just shaped you up. Was it a kitchen cut?
Oh, yeah.
It was a kitchen cut, nigga.
Lord, yeah, put the bowl over your head. The pasta bowl.
Oh, my God.
Shout out my son, man. My son, his birthday just passed. Happy birthday, son. Little Devin the Dude, what Uncle Mark used to call him. Spent the day. Like I said, took him to get the haircut. Had to take him to go get a burger from Five Guys because he wanted a burger from Five Guys. Then he had a little cake and ice cream, but I had to go to the funeral.
He tired of your shit. He's a meat eater.
Yeah,
this nigga is. Yeah, I'm plant based. I think he had a plant, a little plant. I'm vegan. I think he had a plant based burger. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, bro, shut up, shut the fuck.
Did he get it from you?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yo, relax, Dave. then his birthday, and then he wanted to go to Miyabi's, but
oh, he got expensive taste.
Yeah, Miyabi's was packed though. It was like an hour and a half away. I wasn't doing that.
Damn, where'd y'all go?
Shoguns.
Okay, same next prices. Next up. Yep.
Yeah, same prices. So, you know, and like I said, rest in peace, Unc. It suck I had to bury Unc on my son's birthday, man. It's fucked up, man.
Life and death right there. That's a pure example of it. Lay somebody to rest and then you are celebrating life at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. You know what I noticed too? It's becoming the end of the year. You know what I mean? And a lot of damn near every year we start to see the inspirational quotes and shit for the ladies. Ladies always got some good old pep talk to keep them up on their shit for the next year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But we done discovered some shit for all the toxic niggas. All the niggas that want to keep their shit, you know what I mean? Keep their shit on point.
Okay, so what they doing?
Keep their toxic, what's the word?
Toxicity?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm
wrong
with that.
Toxicity?
Yeah.
Toxicity?
Like, come on, you know, I'm trying to get my words right.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
My God.
Shout out to the toxic niggas.
But y'all gonna
out
make
there
me read this shit, though.
No. You good. You got it.
Shout the out funniest to niggas in the world.
Yeah. Shout out niggas said toxicity.
Toxic. Yeah, all that. You know what I mean? Shout out to the toxic niggas. You know what I mean? And you know,
what
we
mask
just trying to represent for them niggas because they don't have a voice of their own. We not them niggas, but we just.
That's all we saying.
We got to give everybody a voice.
Yeah. Everybody.
Now, who is these quotes from?
Dios Hoven.
Okay.
Shout out to him on Facebook.
Okay.
You know what I mean? One of the homies.
What'd he say?
Man, cheat, bruh. Don't be believing them empty ass threats. You put up with more bullshit from the nigga before you. And he was broke. You good, King. This nigga wild.
Right. Oh, that's
what you think about it?
I mean,
I ain't condoning cheating. I'm not gonna say yo go cheat.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say that part. Boy, you probably right about dealing with more shit from a broke nigga.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, women do fall for the dumbest shit.
The bullshit.
And a lot of times they accuse us of doing shit that we ain't doing. So I think that's where he coming from. He like, listen, it's the end of the year. Shorty already accusing you of some shit. You know what I mean? Mm. And she done put up with the last nigga that was living on his mother couch. You know what I mean? And now that you ain't doing shit, and she's still accusing you because she hurt, go ahead and run it up.
That's Dave.
I'm just trying to break it down. Don't do that.
Okay, my bad.
I ain't condoning this.
We might as well. Fuck
but
it.
But shout out to, what's his name?
Dios Hoven.
Boom.
Keep in touch with all exes. At least one will be vulnerable and ready to make bad decisions that will hurt them in the end. Damn, nigga. But that ain't your problem, King. Your intentions are good.
Right.
What's going on here?
This shit is great, man. I hate to say it. This shit is great. Hold on, does that make me toxic? And I think this shit is great.
It's entertaining.
Jesus Christ.
It's entertaining. All
right, this is the last one. We getting off of this shit. We getting off of this shit. All right. Make her emotionally dependent.
All right.
Then stop calling.
Just ghost her.
Is he wrong for that, though?
Is he a pimp? That's what it sounds like. You pimping. I don't understand. Oh, man. I don't think everybody should follow what are you talking about. You're going to get your ass whooped.
Everybody be upfront with your intentions.
Ain't going to put hashtag Toxic King.
There you go. Toxic King quotes
of the week. There you go.
Of the week. Shout out to the toxic kings out there. Shout out to the toxic queens.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. There's a lot of both. You know what? We got to find some toxic queen quotes.
Can toxic and toxic balance, though?
They won't be successful for longevity.
But for the moment,
it's a moment. You know what I mean?
Hey, what's up with you, Moses? You got anything on your list over there, bro? See, I know my nigga Moses always come in the clutch, boy.
When you go to work. How is your attitude towards people?
Fuck them. I'm not your friend. Don't invite me to shit. I'm not going to show. I'm not going to invite you to shit. And I have cookouts. That's it. That's how I am at work.
Dave.
Said I have cookouts.
I do.
You're not invited.
No, not at all. And don't invite me neither.
I'm cooking salmon.
Bro, we had a discussion where I don't even eat coworker food. I'm like, don't invite me to your crib. I don't know what you got going on over there. I don't want none of that. I'm just going to enjoy what I got going on. And we not friends.
What, somebody gave you potato salad raisin?
No, I never seen that in my life. I only eat grandma's potato salad. And my mother's. And my aunt's.
But yeah, no, I keep it professional with the people I work with. It's a few people that I click with because I know they just as crooked as I am. You know what I mean? And we established that early. You know, we got that rapport. But other than that, keep it copacetic. And I try not, be honest with you, I try not to bring my feelings from work home. I try to leave that shit at home because I ain't got no time thinking about that shit when I'm at it. You know what I mean?
I'm the same way, Dave. I don't bring I'm like on both ends. I try not to bring my personal feelings from work, well, my work feelings home, and then my personal feelings from home to work.
Right.
Like, yeah. I go both ways with that shit.
You have to separate work and your life, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes when you go to work, you can have a situation where it makes you negative and can fuck up your work mode. Or you can be at work and it fucks up your whole day. You know what I mean? So I think you just got to know how to deal with it. I don't let nothing stress me out because it's like, what for? It's too much energy to put in bullshit. So just deal with it.
I just hate having trash-ass coworkers. Like, you motherfuckers that don't want to work.
Have, like,
yeah, sometimes
lazy workers, you know what I mean?
Good help is hard to find.
Yeah.
But that shit be fucked up because, like I said, it's like everybody want a job, but don't nobody want to work. Everybody want to be lazy about it. Oh, I got the job. Now I'm ready to get off.
Yeah.
Like, nah, fuck that, man. Get that bread. Fuck that, having that bullshit-ass attitude. Because it be people that have people's lives in their hands that have them type of attitudes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just trying to get off. But this motherfucker right here dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck that shit out there, yo.
Well, episode 99.
Episode 99. Getting the fuck out of here. What we on?
99.
We on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC, Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast, Instagram, Dirty Water_Podcast. My shit on Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Keep fucking with us. Buy some shirts. Hit us up. Talk some shit with us.
Shout out to CJ.
Shout out to CJ.
914 with
CJ.
Up.
Shout out to everybody that be listening to us. We going to keep this shit going as far as we can. 2-6 and
Moses.
Word.